here's a story from The World.
Tourism is huge for Kenya's economy. Nothing really attracts foreign visitors like the country's wildlife. Elephants, giraffes, zebras. They help bring in more than 2 million tourists to Kenya in a normal year. The tourism industry has been hit hard by the pandemic. But now the Kenyan government is taking steps to better manage the wildlife population by conducting an animal census. The World's Africa correspondent Halima Gikandi brings us this story.
The Amboseli National Park is one of the most popular tourist destinations in Kenya. It's not far from Nairobi, and it's huge, more than 150 square miles. In view is Mount Kilimanjaro in neighboring Tanzania. Tourists from all around the world come here to see elephants, zebras, lions, and other animals roam freely. But Patrick Omondi is here for work. He's the acting director of Kenya's Wildlife Research and Training Institute. It's overseeing an ambitious government-sponsored effort to count all of Kenya's wildlife.
We've never done national census for all wildlife species. Kenya have over 1,000 different wildlife species across the range, from the northern Kenya in the arid areas to the oceans.
Omondi says in the past, surveys have mostly focused on highly trafficked animals, like rhinos and elephants. This first-ever national census will count all of the major wildlife on land and in the sea. The goal, he says, isn't to be exact. It's to establish a baseline of data.
Now we'll start off having a baseline information, and also we'll use this opportunity to consolidate data that is scattered.
Most wildlife data is scattered across the country. Some comes from local and international scientists. Other data comes from Kenyan conservation projects. That's created gaps in information, says Winnie Kairu, a wildlife biologist in Nairobi. She says a lot of data is focused on well-known animals like elephants and lions.
The focus on iconic species is also a problem because it means that smaller species, some that have not enjoyed the same level of attention both nationally and on a global platform, have maybe suffered lack of data.
The Hirola antelope is one example. Kairu says recent research shows Hirola and other antelope species are in danger of going extinct.
When you don't consistently count, estimate, and follow through the status of animals, sometimes they are pushed beyond towards the threshold of extinction.
Recording rare animals is also on Patrick Omondi's mind. He says researchers have a hunch that the rare and highly trafficked pangolin species could be living in the Amboseli National Park. That's based on local knowledge. But pangolins haven't been officially recorded there because they're nocturnal and hard to find. Omondi says researchers are hoping to find them during the census using camera traps.
Camera traps are GPS enabled. They are just like normal cameras, and we'll camouflage them in strategic habitats.
Habitats like trees and burrows. Camera traps are only one of many peer-reviewed methodologies researchers will be using to track smaller animals like monkeys and hyenas. When it comes to the big ones, those will be counted from the sky, says Cedric Khayale, a wildlife researcher at the Institute.
Which size of animals are you looking for?
Yeah, we are looking at animals above the size of a dik-dik, and then maybe to the elephant. So anything between there that you're able to see, you have to record.
Dik-diks are small antelopes that look like deer. Researchers like Khayale take to the sky in the early morning to count animals for hours at a time. He explains that they divide the park into GPS gridded blocks and count animals in each block one at a time.
So before we take off, we need to make sure that all this information is recorded in the voice recorder. So you have to make sure that you mention all what the area you're going to fly, the pilot name, the aircraft number, the block they're going to fly.
Researchers sitting on the left and right sides of the plane record the animals they see on paper and into audio recorders. Sounds easy enough, right?
A lot of elephants. I'm going to try to count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37.
Turns out it's more difficult than it seems. Up in the air, even the biggest elephants look like small spots on the grass. Khayali says that's why they're also using cameras.
Elephants, we say that anything more than 10 individuals, you have to take a photo. so that I can be able to confirm the number. But if maybe it's less than 10, you're able to count very fast.
These sorts of exercises will be taking place across Kenya's major ecosystems and national parks. The data is being collected and will be analyzed through a peer-reviewed process. Then it's stored at the Kenya Wildlife and Training Institute. Here's Director Patrick Amondi again.
The information that we'll generate will also guide our tourism and wildlife management in decision-making. You know, if you know the variety of life in Amboseli, it will be able to inform your marketing strategy.
And Kenya's conservation strategy, too, he says. A wildlife census report is expected at the end of the year, and researchers hope Kenya will update the census every 5 years. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi, Amboseli National Park.